Psalm 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Amen to that. Psalm 103, verse 1. Well, welcome to Thursday, friends. So good to see you here on this August the 3rd, 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Yep, got my headphones on, got my cup of coffee, God's Word to my left, and spending time with you. I'll tell you what a great way to spend my Thursday. That's for sure. Hey, I appreciate the fellowship today. I hope you're doing well, having a good week. You hanging in there? I sure hope that's the case for you. I pray that things are going well this week. Actually, today we actually kick off another round of the English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center every Thursday for the next 6 weeks from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join anytime, by the way. We have beginner and intermediate instruction, and it goes on for 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square, right across from the food court there, and it kicks off today here for the next 6 weeks. You can get more details if you have any questions, comments, if you need more information, directions, just call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And we're always looking for helpers for the English conversation classes. You can get more details on that by visiting greatnewsradio.org. Click on About, and there should be some more information, including a link for you to fill out and sign up with that. Hey, we're also getting ready for our trip to Chicago to the Pacific Garden Mission. Comes up later on this month on Saturday, August 26th. We're going to be part of a pretty neat experience. We're going to take a nice deluxe motor coach up to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago for a tour of their ministry and watch a live production of the program Unshackled. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's the longest running radio drama in history. It's pretty sweet, and it's still going on today. It'll also include a dinner at the Pacific Garden Mission and an opportunity. Here's some testimonies and some wonderful music. The Singing Men of GNN will be there performing as well. So we're going to depart from the Marketplace Mall on the far east side of the lot at 11:45 sharp on Saturday, August 26th. The cost is only $30. And you must fill out a registration form. It's first come, first serve. You can get more details by calling that number I gave a little bit ago, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org, right there on the homepage. So lots of great stuff coming up here in the next several days, weeks, and months. You can find out more about all the other upcoming events by visiting our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Fred, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about the majesty of heaven. Oh, it's going to be a great study together. We're going to take a look at John 14 and a few other passages as well. And we're going to be talking about the majesty of heaven. That comes up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow.
so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, August the 3rd, 2017. Joey Kroll with you. And a deacon passed away and entered heaven. And an angel provided a bicycle for this deacon to ride around here on the streets of gold in heaven. And soon he saw a former gardener of the church drive by in a Rolls Royce. And he saw another former church member go by in a Cadillac. And the deacon asked, why in the world are all these people driving these nice cars and here I am on a bicycle? And the angel said, well, the kind of transportation you get in heaven depends on how good of a Christian you were on earth. And all of a sudden, this deacon just fell down on the ground, cracking up, laughing. I mean, tears running down his cheeks. He was laughing so hard. And the angel said, what happened? What happened? And the deacon said, I just saw my old pastor go by on roller skates. Now, that was a joke, by the way. Heaven, 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 when we all get to heaven. You know, God has purposely kept back some things about heaven from us. I mean, we don't see a whole lot written, but God gives us glimpses here and there throughout Scripture. The Apostle Paul took a trip into heaven. He says, I don't know whether I was in the body or out of the body, but I went up. I was caught up in paradise into the third heaven. And he said that I saw things there, unutterable things, things not lawful to declare. It was a sacred secret. It's a great mystery. In fact, Pew Research found out that 72% of Americans believe in heaven. And friend, heaven is a real place. Heaven is not a condition. It's not a state of mind. It's not some ho-hum fictional destination. Heaven is a real place on God's map. So if you have your Bible today, go ahead and turn to John chapter 14. And today we're going to be talking about the majesty of heaven. John chapter 14. We're going to take a look at a couple of verses here. John 14 verses 1, 2, and 3. Jesus, right before his impending death, he spoke these words to his disciples about this place called heaven. And he left them with these reassuring words. He says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. Isn't that beautiful? He says in verse 2 here, my Father's house. Friend, this changes, when he says my Father's house, this changes the whole understanding of death. I mean, death was no longer, is no longer to be viewed as an eerie journey to an unknown, frightening destination. I mean, for the believer in the Lord Jesus, for the Christian, we ought to think of death as a going home to our Heavenly Father. He says, in my Father's house. So what are we going to be doing in heaven? You know, we get the idea that all we're ever going to do is worship God. All we're ever going to do is prostrate forth and worship him with sore backs, having our ibuprofen to get through the day with our sore back because we've been worshiping God all day. And you know what, friend? There's going to be joyful activity in heaven. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14 says, verse 15, it says, therefore they are before the throne, serving him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Did you catch that? That we're going to be serving God. I don't know about you, but the greatest joy that I have, friend, the greatest joy that I have is serving Almighty God. What a privilege it is to serve Almighty God. I just led a young man to Christ, maybe 6, 7 years old. We were out at church and we were packing up VBS stuff just a couple of weeks ago, kind of cleaning up after VBS. And this young man, he says, you know, Pastor Joey, I want to find out more about following Jesus. I said, well, brother, come on, step in my office. What a joy. What a joy to serve Almighty God. See, the work that we will be doing, friend, will be nothing like what we know of it today, because we get the idea of work as when the Monday morning alarm goes off, we rip the alarm clock out of the socket, whip it across the room, you know, because we don't want to get up. No. Because of the fall in the garden, friend, we have toil and sweat when we work today. But the works of service that God has for us in heaven will be enjoyable and nothing like what we know of it today. So there's going to be joyful activity. We're going to worship him through our service, but heaven is going to be filled with so much beauty. In Revelation 21, the Apostle John gets a glimpse of what is to come. Revelation 21:10, it says, "When he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, he showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal." Verse 18, "The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald." Verse 21, "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass." Friend, heaven is going to be a place filled with beauty. Think about that. Breathtaking beauty. The city has walls of jasper. The city itself is a city of gold. Can you imagine? Friend, just imagine the brilliance, the glow of the glory of God, the color jewels, the beautiful greens, the sky blue, the red, the gold, the violet, and so many other colors, and just all combine together and talk about the beauty. The beauty. There's a place down in Pelham, Tennessee, about an hour south of Nashville, right off of Route 24. There's a little gas station, but in the gas station they have a Stuckey's. Remember Stuckey's? You don't see them often, but about an hour south of Nashville. And I stop there every single time I go down to Florida or Atlanta, wherever I go. I stop at this place every single time because of the gas station, because it's a trash heap. I have to be honest with you. It's, you know, if you're looking for clean bathrooms, that's not the place to stop. We'll just say that, okay? But in the parking lot, you get to see the mountains of southern Tennessee. The beautiful hills, the beautiful mountains, and the birds flying, the eagles and the hawks. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful. And just at the right time, if you get there at the right time, you get to see the sunset right over these mountains. Absolutely beautiful. See, friend, those mountains won't even compare to the beauty of heaven. Won't even compare. In heaven, we will know our loved ones. Did you know that? Now, I know we're there to see Jesus, worship him. He's the center, the middle. He is it. But I know for many of us, we want to see our dear loved ones who passed on before us. We will know our loved ones. My mother has two little boys in heaven who died many years ago due to a sudden infant death syndrome. I will see them again. I will worship Almighty God with my little brothers. 2 Samuel 12, we read about David, and he had the affair with Bathsheba, and she became pregnant, and the baby died. 2 Samuel 12:20, it says, "Then David rose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes, and he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. And he went down to his own house, and when he asked, they set food before him and ate. Then his servants said to him, 'What is this thing that you have done? You have fasted and wept for the child while he was alive, but while the child is dead, you arose and ate food.' And he said, 'While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who knows whether the Lord will be gracious to me that the child may live, but now he is dead. Why should I fast? Watch this. Can I bring him back? I shall go to him, but he will not return to me.'" Friend, we go to our loved ones in heaven. We will know one another. Heaven's filled with a place of no mores. Heaven is a place of no sophomores. Revelation 21:3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have passed away. No more sickness, friend. No more sorrow. No more suffering. No more sin. No more doctor's appointments. No more depression. No more headaches. No more struggles. No more heartaches. No more brokenness. No more pain. No more backaches. Why? Because the former things have passed away. The majesty of heaven. The majesty of heaven. Friend, what we're talking about today doesn't even scratch the surface of what it's all about. Doesn't even scratch the surface. Words can't even describe the majesty of heaven. John 14, Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. Friend, the entire focus of heaven is being united with Jesus. Heaven is not heaven because of streets of gold. Heaven is not heaven because of the pearly gates. Heaven is not heaven because of no more pain, no more tears. Heaven is not heaven because of our loved ones being there. Heaven is heaven because Jesus is there. And heaven, friend, is only a place for those who are redeemed. We like to think that everyone is going to heaven. That's not the case. The Bible says you need to be born again. You've had an earthly birth, but you need a heavenly birth. And if you're heavenly born, you're heavenly bound, friend. And to arrive to this place called heaven, it is only for those who have placed their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. Have you asked him to forgive you of your sins? Have you received him as your Lord and your Savior? You can make things right. You can just cry out in your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. For I am a sinner. I am in need of a Savior. For you to save me from my sins. I acknowledge you and confess you as Lord and Savior of my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and make me new. And I will follow you all the days of my life. Friend, if you confess your sins to him today, acknowledge him as Lord and Savior, and believe on him, you will be saved. And you'll spend eternity in a place called heaven.
I dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gate, cried, holy, the angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion.
Timber.